Are you ready? Are you ready to ride the train?
Next 8-4 Play Podcast, a very special episode
very special.
Of the 8-4 Play Podcast. You're only... hold on. Hold on.
All right.
Hold!
Okay.
Hold!
I'm holding.
Your only podcast about E3 and games and E3
yes.
games.
Yes.
I am your host, Mark Gaming Jesus McDonald. We're going to do something a little different today and... not talk about what we've been playing for two reasons. One, we haven't really been playing much different. Probably a lot of the same old crap. Overwatch.
I was giving my wife Overwatch pointers today.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're also playing Odin's Sphere, but we're not going to talk about that because there's a little trade show happening in a couple days called E3. But before we get to that, JJ, hold your... All right.
It sounded like a cue to me.
Already jumped the gun. We have this new technology that
I'm very excited about it.
That is JJ Mad Dog Epperson.
Yeah.
Mad Dog.
As in Mad Dog and Mark in the mornings. Because now you have this technology that I'm not sure already is a good thing or not. But,
yeah. Already abusing it.
Yes, already abusing it. We have a little console here.
Yes.
Like a jury-rigged iPad
that
has a plethora of sound samples that we can do in real time. So up until now, whenever we've done samples in the show, we've had to painstakingly do them after the show. And rumors are fluttering around that we might have missed one or two. And that was unacceptable.
Yep.
Unacceptable.
Yep.
And so we had to bring in technology. We had to bring in robots to do what humans could not do. And now we just hit a button in real time as it goes. But JJ, I will take this away from you if you abuse it.
I'm going
to
be...
To be clear, three words have to be said in order.
Right.
It can't... If I say E3 hype, that doesn't... Nothing happens.
Yeah.
If I say hype train...
Sure.
Nothing happens.
Okay.
If I say train E3 hype, still nothing.
Right.
If I say E3 hype train, or probably more like E3 hype train,
we'll work on the timing.
I had to hit that one.
Yeah. Something tells me so. The point of doing this was to have less editing to do after the fact. But something tells me this is going to involve much more editing.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. As long as I'm the one doing it and nobody else tries to press my button,
we'll see. We'll see. This year we're also introducing a little something new just to kind of keep it up. It's been, I think this is the fifth year now.
Yes, right.
Of the E3 hype train. Gotta be a little quicker.
Yeah, I know.
You were stretching there.
I
caught you stretching.
hitting my reflex.
And so, we don't want it to get too stale or tired, even though it's a little already kind of stale and tired. So we've got something different that there might be like value judgments going on whether stuff is good hype or bad hype. But we'll let that speak for itself later in the podcast.
Sure.
Let's introduce everyone first before we do that. So we've got our regulars here, Roy, OneCoin, Blakely. What's been going on?
Well, I've been trying to like spend less money on lunch because this week.
E300! So that's kind of how this works. Also, when a subject gets a little too long in the tooth or it's time to move on, then that is also our prompt to use that as well. So nothing personal. We're just going. We're keeping it a little tight. A little tight this week, JJ.
I kind of wanted to know where that was going.
Nice and tight. Well, maybe we can expand on that on Twitter.
All right.
One coin in Japan is 500 yen or less, because you have basically like a $5 coin.
Right.
And so you can get lunch at places for one coin.
There you go.
And Roy found a pizza place.
That can't
place.
Be good for you, though.
Roy, is it good? Is it good?
I don't know. I mean, like, I got a pizza. It was a margarita, but the cheese did not taste like mozzarella. It tasted like something weird.
Burnt plastic.
Yeah. Might be. Yeah, you get what you pay for. Yeah. John, the slime time. Ricciardi.
Hi, what?
As in Miller time, but slime time?
I know what Miller time is, and I know what slimes are, but why is it slime time? Is it because of the anniversary, or what?
No, it's because you got a giant bottle of sake.
Yeah, like, what? Duh.
Yeah.
Well, and I got Dragon Quest Nihonshu sake. So did you.
Yep, yeah, I did.
Well, a lot of people in Japan got it. They put out 30th anniversary. We didn't talk about the 30th anniversary last episode. That was
no, we didn't. We
that
were
was my
remiss.
Bad.
Yeah,
yeah, I should have.
That is
that
your ballpark. That's your wheelhouse. Yeah, to right. Count on you for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I failed you. I failed Dragon Quest.
And also, we're not going to really talk about it too much today. So maybe we should plan something more special coming up, like a themed episode or something. It seems worth it to me.
Do you have? Are there a lot of knowledgeable Dragon Quest people? Do we know?
We know a few.
Yeah,
we know a few.
A few. I mean, there's not so many. I mean, that's why, like, when the internet, like, when people on the internet, like, look for people to talk about Dragon Quest, they inevitably come to, like, me or Jeremy Parrish or, like, the same six or seven people, because there's not that many of us.
Right? Alex Frijole.
Yeah, Alex, that's right. Yes.
But so yes, so it was the 30th anniversary of the Famicom release of the original Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
Almost just after our last episode, a week and a half ago or so.
Yeah.
And then for that, a lot of different little promotion things have been happening. But
tons of stuff, yeah.
You want to talk about the sake that we got?
Yeah, we got. So they made a limited edition Soshite Densetsu-e. That's like the subtitle of Dragon Quest III. I don't know what the English subtitle is, but it means Into the Legend. And, like, that's the name of the sake. Because, like, sake is in Japan. Typically have, like, cool or interesting or weird names or whatever.
Right.
They made, like, a limited edition one. And it comes with a little wooden box that you drink the Nihonshu in.
The little overflow.
With, like, a slime on it and stuff. It's really nice. It's, like, fancy.
Why aren't we drinking that on this podcast?
That's a good question. We're not good enough for it, I think, yeah. JJ, is the answer. Right. And I say that as somebody who also bought two bottles, which is the limit, the number of bottles they would sell you. But maybe also related, they were about, what, $50 pop?
Something like that, yeah.
$55. But they're really nice. It's a big, first of all, it's a big bottle.
Yeah.
Like John said, it comes with a little box, which is basically like a cup you could drink it out of. Or you could.
That's like the old style way to drink, is to drink out of like the wooden cup, basically.
And they pour it over and it overflows and fills the box.
Yeah. And I also got a Akira Toriyama Dragon Quest like 30th anniversary illustrations book, which is like super gorgeous. Like this big hardcover book, and it has like all the 2D art that he's done since the first game over the last 30 years, like including like the package art or like special stuff he did for magazines. It's got art of stuff that never made it in the games.
Monsters that didn't get in the final
super
games.
Cool.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty hardcore. Cool.
So those are like the two big things I did for the anniversary, but they're both really cool. But there's tons of stuff going on here. There's like a live performance happening this summer.
Did you get tickets for it?
I didn't yet. No, I'll probably
classical
try.
Classical concert kind of thing?
What do they call that?
It's like
English?
A stage play experience. It's the Dragon Quest experience.
It's like, but it's like high budget. It's not like some cheap rinky dink thing. It's like basically, like a bunch of people, you know, like famous people, like what's her face, who does Alina's voice acting.
All right, that's
gotta let it play out before
talk. No, I think that's I think time to move on now from that. But
we've talked about it on the podcast.
Anyway, it's in JJ's hometown, so
yes,
maybe we'll
the Saitama Super Arena.
Okay, well, continuing out our cast there, we've got Jengo. Again.
Was that Dynasty or something? What was that?
Close. JJ's?
Thank you, JJ.
All right, I'm not taking it away. I'm taking it away from JJ. You've already lost your privileges. That was fast.
If I could reach it, I would.
Somebody has to say the magic
fast.
Words, JJ. You can't.
I don't. Listen, if there is a silence to be filled.
It's Little House on the.
I will
stop. Okay. Stop. Hold. It's Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
because you didn't have internet until like 2 weeks ago. That's it.
No, until like two days ago.
You haven't been
around. I am shocked that you know the Little House of the Prairie.
Of course. What? I'm old.
He grew up
of course I know that.
That was the Game of Thrones of Mark's era.
Finally, rounding out the cast, the prodigal son, Chris Two Phones, a.k.a. Wintern, Istel. Back on the mic. Yes, he's got his own little shitty... We're going to have to take that away from you as well. He's got his own shitty little soundboard on his iPhone. What's going on, man? Welcome back.
Thank you.
Long-time listeners... long-time listeners might remember you from... when would be the last time you would have been on this podcast? Like the Vita launch, maybe?
Like... 4 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
3 or 4 years ago, yeah.
You were here for the Vita launch, right?
Yeah.
I think you were, yeah.
I was.
Do you want to tell people what you've been up to in the meantime, since you fell from grace working here at the wonderful 84 Towers?
Just living the dream in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. Y'all still owe me my farewell gift, by the way,
Uh-oh.
Which was promised to be delivered
Wait,
to me.
Wait, what's that? Oh! Oh, what? Oh, that sound means that it's time to talk about E3, Chris. You haven't been here, so you might not know that. So just wanted to kind of fill you in on that. So E3, by the time you listen to this podcast, half of this information will probably be no longer applicable.
Yes, we're recording this the day before the podcast comes out, and usually overnight everything will be.
That's what usually happens, but a lot of stuff has already leaked this year, so instead of speculating, it's going to be, I think, more talking about, oh, this was announced and that was announced and things like that, but there's already a lot of stuff to talk about it. So, yeah, again, apologies. If you're not listening to this on the weekend that it comes out, then starting Sunday, it's going to start to seem a little outdated, but...
That's fun in its own way.
Yeah, there you go. It's like a little time capsule.
Right.
We're not usually...
Especially as this might be like the last E3 ever, the way things are going, right? It's like seems like it's falling apart. So.
Well, you know, I think that's something that maybe we should talk about closer to the end, because I was thinking that kind of coming into this, but over the last couple weeks, the amount of announcement and level of things has kind of surprised me. So... So why don't we start off with Nintendo, because we can get through that probably the quickest. Nintendo kind of pulled down expectations when they announced that they were only going to have one playable game in their booth.
Right.
That being the Legend of Zelda for Wii U.
Which you guys are going to get to play.
Which we, it sounds like we're going to get to be able to play for an hour each.
Damn.
Wow.
Which is...
Privately.
Fucking awesome.
I hate you guys.
I feel like I want to just take a recorder and just record an hour each of our reactions as it's going on. Just audio reactions.
Right.
Because, that's super exciting. Apparently, so I guess the demo is really long, unless that's a press-only
I would
thing.
Imagine. I don't... Yeah, I mean, I had heard that the demo was going to be long. They mentioned that already, so...
Right, yeah. I wonder how many kiosks they're going to have in their booth. Like they're
It's super curious how it's actually going to look. Like, is it going to be the same size as it always is, that giant booth, or is it going to be like, you know?
Well, we know the footprint is right.
The footprint, right? Yeah. But like, what's going to actually be in there?
Right?
Like, you know, hundreds of TVs or like not that many, and then a bunch of giant.
Each
you know,
demo system has its own Epona that you get to ride on while you're playing.
They took all the old Super Hang On machines and turned them into Eponas.
It's like 90% like posing with Moblins and Octoroks and only like three kiosks in the corner to play.
Well, we should talk about Zelda then. We haven't really like talked about what we're expecting from Zelda.
Let's talk about Zelda. So there was kind of two, I guess you'd call it, pieces of artwork, new artwork released in the last week. One is on the Nintendo's E3 website. It looks very much in the vein of the more recent iconography of the Zelda games.
We've seen that before.
Yes, the tear, the eye with a tear.
Looks like Ganon's eye, sort of.
And three, and like the just the kind of general sense of it looks like the style from a bunch of the last games, things you'd see on statues or walls or people's clothing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then there's this kind of, I don't know what you'd call it, painted water, not really watercolors, but very obviously painted kind
oily
of concept art sort of thing of Link on a horse, Epona, presumably. what are you laughing about? This is a fucking serious discussion going on here.
So with this piece of art, people, like, questions are starting to be asked about whether or not Link is if the Link in this picture is a man or a woman, because she's got kind of long hair.
Well, yeah, but you know, it doesn't look like anything from this design has changed from what we've seen before in movies and stuff, right?
I am definitely
the hair looks a little longer, but
I'm definitely of the camp. I mean, we've talked about it before, but now's like the time. Like, I totally believe that we're gonna get a female Link, at least the option. I want the option.
Yeah,
to Nick.
Yeah. I think it's.
I got into a discussion on Twitter last night. And I tried to get out of it because I didn't want to talk about it too much before the podcast. But yeah, like, you know, because people get really emotive about this topic, but like, you know, the option to choose as
emotional,
a girl,
yeah,
or a, well, I meant on in terms of Twitter, like as far
they
as
they use
like,
emotes,
lots
or...
of yes, exactly. but like, yeah, basically, you know, it, what do you guys think? I mean, to me,
I think what's the question exactly?
Is are you going to be able to be a female Link?
Oh, I don't know. It'd be cool if you could. Why not? Who cares?
I think
kind of.
I think you definitely will, because like all the things that, you know, they've said about the Zelda seems to be more of like an open worldish sort of deal.
Well,
and
it's definitely open world. But didn't they shoot it down? Didn't they straight up
shoot down at one point the
fact that, okay, like Link is not a girl.
He's not he wasn't a girl in that trailer though, right?
Right. But that doesn't mean that there couldn't be.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't mean that you can't.
I see what you're saying. Well, yeah. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we won't.
I really want that. I want to play as a female Link. Like, I just think it'd be cool to do. It's just like something different for a change. You know, it adds to that whole like fresh new thing.
I just think it's interesting. They're going to be so that many people, however many people, let's say there's 30, 40 kiosks in the booth, maybe more, all the press playing for an hour at a time. In an open world, maybe it's, you know, a subsection of it, maybe it's walled off, maybe there's all sorts of different things about it, but and then they're live streaming for a long time, right? Let's see, when are they live streaming the Zelda stuff? I have a printout.
I think it's the first day
here. Yeah, so the first day, okay, yeah, 9 a.m and then, yeah, well, they are doing the first gameplay of Sun and Moon, so maybe they don't break it down, but it seems like they're really confident about there being like a shit ton of content in this game. They're not really worried about spoiling stuff or showing too much or whatever.
Yeah. So it's been in development for what, 5 years, 4 years at least, right?
Who knows how. Yeah, I mean, presumably, you know, since probably before the last game came out, so that would be even longer.
Kind of makes me wonder if there's some sort of like random dungeon element or something like that. Or if they're confident to show that much of the game, then maybe there isn't like a set number of, I don't know.
They don't strike me as like a random dungeon kind of developer, though. Like, to me, like, right, it seems like everything has to be crafted, and that's why it's taking so long. But I mean, like, I just want to be able to, I want to feel like the first Zelda, like we've been saying for years.
Right.
And I would actually, I was thinking about this, it'd be cool if they just called it The Legend of Zelda. They don't even give it a subtitle or anything.
Really? Yeah, because like, I generally hate that, but yeah, maybe yeah, with this one, it would,
I
maybe it's about
I kind of don't think
time.
They will, but it would be cool if they did.
Right,
yeah,
right. So yeah, that'll be really interesting. It'll be interesting to see, you know, graphically how it holds up. Now our expectations are just getting higher and higher. We are still going to be seeing it on Wii U, even though we'll probably all be playing it on NX. So if it comes out of E3 with good buzz, it can only really get better on X. But I am curious if they, I mean, presumably there's some, you know, reason or something different or new akin to the last Zelda game. I mean, hopefully more well-received than this, but the last Zelda game being on Wii and taking advantage of those controls, and then also being on GameCube and just being more like a standard game, like how it's going to sort of take advantage of the NX. Presumably they would not be talking about at like an E3, but it'll be interesting to like speculate once we know a little bit more.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem,
the
is we don't know what the hell NX
basically
is right now,
once we see the footage, we'll be like, okay, which part of this is like going to be the NX thing? And
I think they're going full Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, I think that's gonna happen. Like,
yeah,
just go anywhere, any dungeon, anytime. hopefully not with all the janky Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
Custom link.
Okay. What I don't want is I don't want a stupid helper to tell me everything to do, and I don't want like a lot of dialogue. Like, yeah. I would rather like just like the game is relatively quiet, like for the most part. Like, we don't need big story sections or whatever. Tell the story visually rather than, you know, audibly, or because that's another thing, right? People are assuming there's going to be voice acting.
Right.
One of the rumors was voice acting for everyone but Link.
Right.
I don't want any voice acting, but I'd be okay with that, I think, if it's, as long as it's really good.
I don't know why you wouldn't want if it's going to be good.
Because it's very hard to do good. As someone who's done a lot of voice acting work myself, not the voice acting, but directing, like, it's super hard to get really, really, really perfect performances. And, like, that's all I want from Zelda is, like, it's been pretty much perfect in a lot of ways until now. I don't want bad.
I think it'd be cool if they did like the Panzer Dragoon style made up language.
Well, they
kind of
do that already, though. I mean, that's. I mean, they don't go in depth with it, but that's what it is.
Well,
now.
Yeah,
it's just like a bunch of. But it's cute. It's clever. It's like not. You know. Yeah. I don't know.
At the past shows that you guys played demos with Zelda, how did they do those demos? Because like an hour seems like a long time, but if you're sitting through like the first village talking to everybody,
yeah,
that takes
a
up
question.
A lot of time.
Like typically, so let's see, I remember with Wind Waker, I think there were like three different little sections. Like one was a boss fight, one was
like a
maybe
dungeon,
one
maybe,
was
or
a village. But yeah, they basically had like three little cross sections of things.
I'm
that
sure
were
one was sailing.
Each like, yeah, like 10 or 15 minute long things. And then you got to choose kind of which section of it. I don't remember with Skyward Sword. How
I don't remember Skyward Sword
like
too much, because I generally don't like to play games like this at a trade show because I feel like I want to be immersed. But in this case, like we're going to be able to have an hour with it to just sit down, like put the headphones on and like make everything else go away, so it's fine. But like with Ocarina of Time, remember, like I went to like, they took us to Nintendo and let us play for like 6 hours or something the first time, like in a room, like everybody got their own unit
just from like the beginning. And
from the beginning, yeah, because it was a long game. I mean, you got to basically, if you were good, you could probably get through like a dungeon or two, because no one knew anything at the time about the game. It's not like you could speedrun it or something.
Yeah, like the balls to have people playing the game at its first reveal playable for an hour,
it better be good.
Says speaks like to almost supreme confidence to me, which I think is a good sign. So but elsewhere, but that's not all that's happening at Nintendo, lest we forget. Technically there will be other playable games in their booth, just not by anybody except for
except
Nintendo
for them.
Employees. So as part of the Treehouse Live on day two, they're going to be showcasing other Wii U and 3DS games like Monster Hunter Generations, Dragon Quest VII, the 3DS remake, which, that'll be cool to see the English version of that, and Tokyo Mirage Sessions, Sharp F-E, Pound F-E, I can't even fucking remember.
Hashtag
F-E, there you go. And the day will start with a special Pokemon Go developer Q&A and all that, in addition to what we mentioned before, Pokemon Sun and Moon. Maybe there'll be some other surprises and stuff. Who knows?
I think they will announce the date of their NX unveiling at the end of the show.
Really?
Yeah. That's my prediction.
Well, the end of the show is not a good time to announce anything.
Well, that's
all
true. I mean, at the end of maybe like their, you know, their whatever they were going to use for their Nintendo Direct, the original.
I wonder if they have that. I wonder if they have that figured out by now. Like,
I would hope
so. The next thing is at this point. They're also doing a bunch of stuff with Miitomo. John, you'll be very happy to hear that there's a reason to.
Are you still playing that?
Not too much.
I just deleted mine yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
How do you delete stuff? I don't get.
I don't
that.
Have like, a lot of room on my phone, man.
Yeah. What's you got other stuff you can cut off your phone before you cut your apps. You got to redo your progress.
How big is Miitomo? Is it like
it's
pretty big?
Man.
Yeah, it's big.
It downloads all those costumes.
I don't know. I had like a gig.
Half a gig easy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
To start.
Do you only have like the 16 gig phone or something? Or?
Well, Roy, you're not going to be able to get Link's new hair wig if something gets 10,000 retweets.
Kind of like you. He's kind of got Roy hair.
Really?
You kind of Link hair.
What other kind of wigs are there?
And 20,000 retweets, you get just the Link wig.
Oh, okay. They're already at like 15,000 as of this recording.
I was going to say, like that's going to happen in, like in 10 seconds. Other stuff going on. What if you're in your My Nintendo membership, you get some
really exciting
popular
stuff.
sales. Gotta be quicker than that.
Why
and also
so
better
short?
Hit the other thing.
This This is causing you guys.
That's more like it. That's how you do it.
We're using this more now.
We'll get this how we do it.
We're not using
that
enough.
Sound sample in there too.
That's a good idea.
They can make a note on there. All right. Well, that pretty much I guess handles. Yeah. Nintendo. I mean, there's the
like. Does anybody expect any sort of surprise from this at all?
I mean, it would be cool. They did a surprise last year. They did Mother. They did original Earthbound Beginnings or Origins or whatever.
Yeah, there's not a lot
going
on though.
Yeah.
There's no. Last year they had the World Championships. They had like Smash Brothers stuff. Like, this year there's nothing really outside that we know of anyway. And I mean, at this point, it wouldn't make sense to do it without announcing it first. So there's kind of not much going on. My only last hope is that thing we talked about a couple episodes ago. Is like maybe NX is inside Zelda. Like you have to travel around in Zelda to get to the NX, and then
like
you can try the other games.
Someone who's playing the demo
that's still only Zelda only.
The first person to find it like gets a free NX. Or something like that.
No one believes him. Yeah. All his friends at GameSpot are like.
It's a little sad though. Like E3, we've been. I mean, this is my 21st E3 or something. It's like it's gonna be weird not having like a lot of Nintendo stuff to look forward to.
Maybe that's what they want us to think.
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, we'll see. Right? Like last year, how many games were you excited about at the Nintendo booth?
I mean, last year was pretty exciting. It's not even necessarily just the games. Like I said, the World Championship thing was really cool. And, like, you know, there were a few. We went and had our usual thing and tried a bunch of different games. I mean, there was
the World
like,
Championship thing was cool, but there was no game that I was even half as excited for as I am for Zelda, right? It was like, especially once Star Fox was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but we got to play Star Fox. We got to play Triforce Heroes. There were like different games that like we hadn't played yet that was like exciting, you know?
Yeah. Again, Triforce Heroes.
Actually,
Star Fox.
Last year's Nintendo's E3
was
some
other game I forget about. The shitty. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know what you're saying in terms of numbers, but I think it's now possible. I think they really like sandbagged like E3. They're like, no, we're not gonna have anything. We're just gonna have this one game, and everyone's like, what the fuck? They're only having one game, blah 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 blah. And then they're like, well, actually, now everyone is gonna watch their live stream because that's the only place you're gonna be seeing impressions of all of those other. Well, not the only place for those other games, but. But everybody's going to be watching their live stream, and I think everyone's going to get to play Zelda. So I'm actually kind of starting to come around and be like, maybe this is not such a bad idea to like to put a supreme focus on the one game that you think is going to like carry your new system that you can actually show before you show your new system.
But
you know
maybe
I
feel like Nintendo doesn't even know what their new system is, and that's why they're just kind of throwing out Zelda.
Come on, it's coming out that soon. How little we trust. Winter, how little we trust. But I mean, that is doubling down. That is putting all your chips on, you know, the one number. So, you know, we'll see if it comes up. They are betting big time on that game.
Can you imagine if they show it and it's just awful and stupid and...
Or it's just the same thing you've seen before, right?
Like, yeah.
It's gotta have something.
Right. I mean, there could be a million different reactions to it. So they seem supremely confident in it, which is, to me, like, gets me more excited. But also... You know, it builds up expectations.
Will they
announce
the release date for Zelda?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. Well, if they did, they'd have to announce, kind of probably have to announce the NX release date.
Well, that's
not
necessarily
true. Well, no, because I think that game is going to
make a lot of sense for that game to be
out
at launch.
On launch day.
Wii has proven, even if this didn't make sense, a lot of times, like, marketing people just look at the past for, like, what to do in the future. And, like, Wii being a huge success with Twilight Princess at launch...
Yeah, I'm going to say no, not no date for the NX, no date for Zelda.
Mm. Maybe they'll at least commit to Zelda being out at launch because they haven't done that yet. So.
Oh, did they not? No. I thought they did. And
all they said
so
is that
words.
It will come out on Wii U and NX
time.
At the same time, right. not at the same time as the launch of the system.
Exactly.
Moving right along, why don't we hit Microsoft next? So, what about?
Yeah, that's where you'd use the other port.
What was that?
Well, I think they've got the most. I think they've got the most potentially interesting show because they basically.
They have the most to lose.
They have the most.
I mean, the least to lose.
They have the least to lose of everybody. So, and their rumors are kind of the craziest of all of the companies. They've got that Scorpio.
So you got Scorpio out there, but nobody thinks. I mean, does anybody here think?
I'm starting to think that it will be.
This is the next like Xbox 1.5 super system. If you guys don't know, like so
the power
calling
VR.
It Scorpio. Yeah. But and potentially also powering things like VR and other things.
What
but
is the Scorpio reference, by the way?
It's just the code name.
It's just a code name.
But, I mean, Is that like a thing? Like, you know, the PlayStation's references were all like Matrix or whatever, right? Like, where does Scorpio come from?
I don't know.
Sounds
maybe
cool.
Somebody's a Mortal Kombat fan or or like really into the stars or whatever. But so I don't think that they announced that because presumably they just dropped the price, right, on all Xbox Ones, $50, right?
Temporarily.
Okay. Well, they did that last time, and I think they made it permanent.
Yeah.
But they don't announce the next system because then no one buys their Slim system, which I assume they will announce at E3.
Right. Well, see, my thinking on this is, one, they probably they've been announcing stuff and still nobody cares about Xbox. They need to announce something to get people excited. A Slim Xbox is not going to get anybody excited.
Plenty of people, let's be fair. Like, let's remember, like, 25 million people or whatever. Not near as many people who own a PlayStation own an Xbox, but a lot of people own an Xbox. Nobody here on this podcast.
Yeah, or in this country.
We own it. It's just not plugged in.
Right.
And we just don't use it.
Well, there's just no excitement around Xbox.
That's true that it is perceived as, as like the second place system, for
right.
sure.
So my thinking is the Xbox One Slim is going to be marketed towards people who would rather use it as a Netflix box or like their media sort of thing, and Scorpio is going to be for gamers.
But
they can have both going at the same time, one for a cheaper price point.
No one's going to. They can't expect people to have both, though, right? I mean,
well, they wouldn't have. Sure. You wouldn't buy both. The Slim version wouldn't be marketed towards people like us. It'd be people like
the Madden crowd,
or people who have kids who want a game system.
So you think
whatever.
They announced them both at the same time? This E3, they're like, and you got the Slimmer, and then also got this thing.
Exactly. I don't think
Doesn't
they make
that seem confusing.
I don't think
to
they make
a
big deal out of the small one. I think they just are like, when we got the small one, and but here's
that,
the thing.
That's a small one in the back somewhere. I haven't seen it myself, to be honest.
They
I don't
have
really
done
cares.
That before. Remember, like when they announced the small Xbox 360, it was just sort of like, I don't know, it's under your seat or whatever. It's coming out, and that's it. Like, right. It wasn't a big. It was like a side thing. But that
Didn't
said,
you
I kind of
pull the thing off of it, and it was inside the Slimmer.
They all blur together after a while. I don't remember, but.
Didn't
like,
Peter Moore have it tattooed on his
left butt cheek?
Am I confusing that? Something
I
else?
Think I think I'm more on your side. I don't think it makes sense to unveil yet. And my thing
who's
is
your side.
Yeah, sorry, you Mark. That's right. No one can see me. Basically, like in the way I see it is, if they're smart, and I'm not saying they're going to actually do the smart thing or not. It's kind of I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. They haven't been super smart lately, so who knows? But if they're smart, I think you wait until PlayStation definitively announces their thing, and then make sure yours blows it the hell away, because that's like their only chance of like having some reason for people to come back to Xbox at this point.
Let's remember, the rumors are, at least according to the rumors, that this thing doesn't happen until next year.
Right.
And so you do not like shoot your fall sales in the foot this E3 unless you're thinking that they're going to say Scorpio and it's coming out this fall. Like that's the only way that I think
Tom Clancy is going to come on stage and say it's coming out today.
That's the thing, like because next year's E3 I think is too late to announce a system that's going to be like the generational leap that it's supposed to be.
You don't have to announce. I mean, a lot of stuff doesn't get announced at E3 anymore, right?
Yeah, I think we will hear about it, and there will be tech demos.
Okay. Well, let's keep moving. And we should give credit to the NeoGAF thread that we're basically kind of reading word for word.
Yeah.
And there's some Polygon stories in here and Kotaku and other guys. So thanks, everybody, for that. This is an interesting rumor, JJ, for your casual crowd. This seems more like it makes more sense to me. Xbox One streaming stick and set-top box. So this is a rumor about like $100 streaming stick a la Chromecast that would be like Xbox branded, or a set-top box and or a set-top box like an Apple TV. That would be interesting, although there's also stories now where they're backing away, at least with the proper Xbox One, they're backing away from the DVR and any kind of non-game functionality. And so you have to wonder within Microsoft if that's them saying, okay, let's separate the game system from these other things, or if that's them saying the Xbox brand has got to become associated with gaming and just gaming. We need to go back to basics. Let's get rid of this other crap.
It doesn't really make sense to me. Like, why would you have a set-top box and an Xbox? Like,
Right.
What was the whole point of
that? Way cheaper. I mean, way cheaper.
Is it cheaper? But I mean, like, I think a slimmer Xbox One would do both, and you could still play Xbox One games. Like,
to me, it seems weird. I don't see this happening, because to me, it seems super weird to have an Xbox-branded thing that does not play Xbox One games.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you have, like, PlayStation TV, but I think they were, you know, pretty careful about messaging that and not making a big deal out of it.
Failed miserably.
And it didn't maybe do so hot. Xbox One controller revision. I wonder if this is something they would really talk
another
much
one?
About. What do you mean another one?
Well, they did the Elite. Like, I mean, that wasn't a revision, but that was right. like another, like, here, spend another $100 on a controller.
Apparently that thing is super popular, though. Hmm. The people
I'm sure
love
it's really good,
thing.
But I mean, I'm not even going to spend $100 on another Xbox controller.
You know, I think that, but I will say, like, my PlayStation controllers, like, I'm not super happy with them. Like,
really?
Even the newer one, like, buttons stick and things break, and especially the first generation ones are acknowledged to not be as good.
My analog stick did not last, like, more than 6 months.
Toma chewed off the rubber on my analog stick.
that'll do it.
Yeah.
Tastes good.
It does.
Improved PC support. This I could see them talking more about. I mean, this has just been their big thing recently, releasing all their content on Xbox One and Windows 10. Maybe some more stuff like Forge-like things with some newer games where you do one thing on the PC and it interacts with the game, blah, blah, blah.
The thing, I hope they clarify their messaging on all this sort of thing, because I'm like,
well, it's already confusing me.
Exactly,
like,
I'm confused.
Well,
what
clarify their messaging? They haven't announced it, so
in terms of PC stuff, though, they have said
PC stuff. Yeah. I get you. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what their goal is. What are they? What is what is the Xbox plan? I have no idea.
What I would want to hear is, here is the reason to have an Xbox One, and if you already have a PC, or here's a reason, and/or here's a reason to keep your Xbox Gold, whatever, Xbox Live subscription going, even if you have a PC.
Do you think they make it free?
I can't imagine they would do that. It's kind of like a toll road. It's like, once you have it, it's there, and that money's there.
If
so even if it doesn't strictly make sense after a while.
Because, like, if they're merging all their PC business and stuff like that, I would think eventually they're going to have to be like, well, it doesn't make sense for people to play it online on your Xbox One.
It doesn't make sense.
It's the same OS.
If they got, you know, however many million people already signed up on a renewal and automatically renewing.
That's true.
Thing. And, but, you know, not everybody does have a PC. So, think of it as a console tax, I guess. But yeah, for people who are savvier and who own a PC as well, I really, like, I would love to see somebody in the press really ask that question. Like, so are you basically saying with this whole new PC initiative, you don't care if people own a PC with Windows 10, you're happy. There's no reason that Microsoft, as far as Microsoft is concerned, for you to own an Xbox One and have Xbox Live.
Right.
Or is there? Like, what is, and if there is, tell me what that
case is. Yeah, that's what's so confusing about it.
And the whole thing, see, I just wanted to point out technology's problems right now, is that we were long overdue for a hype train E3 there. I said it the wrong way so as not to incite the masses, but the technology was turned off, JJ.
Oh, well, it's been so long.
So, moving along, Forza 3, does anybody really want to talk about that?
Do they
3? Aren't they up to like 12 now or something?
Do they bring a car out on stage, yes or no?
Apparently it's set in Australia. That is a better question.
Yes.
That is actually on our annual question game that I play with some friends. Yeah, it's like, who's impressed by that? I mean, yeah, it is impressive. You get a car into like an interior building and it lowers from the ceiling, but like just engineering wise some Killer Instinct announcement. I would believe that. General Ram.
It's a really good name.
They're saying, like, yeah, this is basically happening. Battletoads. Excuse me. Maybe a new Battletoads game. That could be, like, the little fan. Throw a bone to the fans for this year.
What's his name? The ex-Nintendo guy is going to come out.
Battletoads was never good.
True.
Agreed.
Also true.
Agreed.
I bet you they also crow a bit about, and probably rightly so, about all the backwards compatibility work they've been doing, because by all accounts, they've been really adding shitloads of games to that. Sea of Thieves is a Destiny Division-style game instead of an old-style MMO. That is interesting. So the Sea of Thieves, the Rare game that they showed, actually really
Which
looked like it had
interesting.
Promise. Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah. I need to go back and watch that video.
You should go back and watch that video. It'd be interesting to see if they have an update. The pessimistic side of me doesn't expect it this year, expects it next year, or expects it to die or something, because I don't, you know, it's kind of like True Fantasy on live,
right?
Get your hopes
They've
up
been
kind of deal. But
kind of weirdly quiet about that game.
Yeah. Age of Empires. There's a rumor the new Age of Empires is coming. I don't see it on here, but like Halo Wars, maybe they'll show some more.
Halo
Wait, that's
Wars.
Happening?
Yeah, Halo Wars 2 is
Halo
coming.
Wars. Yeah, really?
What about, it's also not
really?
In here, but
yeah,
elsewhere, Dead Rising. Here is something that
actually, that was interesting.
Dead Rising is in there.
I would get interested in.
Yes.
Go ahead. Dead Rising definitely deserves that. So Dead Rising 4, but kind of it's a Dead Rising remake, maybe?
Yeah, they don't know like what it's going to be now or something, but
right.
A screenshot
leaks
or something.
Yeah, there's some That's leakage. Cool. I would not want a remake of the first one.
You know, if it was in effect, you know, just the same setting and characters, but a Resident Evil 1 like remake in that, you know, other than that, pretty much all different, I would be okay with that. I was with you at first when I thought about it, and I was like, well, the rumor is like it's the shopping mall and then the area around it or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well,
it's too soon for like a remake, though. I mean, that game was still, you could play the 360 one and it's still good. Like, it's like,
well,
I'd rather...
what's that been? Like 2006?
Probably 10 years
almost
or so.
Like
almost
like Xbox.
What did you guys think of Dead Rising 3? You played,
you know,
it, right?
I didn't play it, which is weird because I at first I heard kind of measured things, but then eventually a lot of people really spoke well of it. So I wanted to try it.
Lost Planet turned into dog shit, so I was kind of down. Yeah. But apparently Dead Rising was much better. So
yeah, I'm curious to see if this is any good.
So we'll see what happens there. But the rumor is also that would be, you know, an Xbox exclusive, but yeah, also coming to Windows 10 PC alongside it. So
yeah,
but
I think it's being made by like Capcom Vancouver. If it's like a Western studio, it's Xbox exclusive. If it's the Japan studios, it's
right.
Sony exclusive.
Right. Well, let's turn the question around and say, what could Microsoft do that would get you excited?
I think it's basically Scorpio. If Scorpio look the games like the tech demos or whatever they show for Scorpio look like amazing, then that'll get me excited. But like, I mean, what could they announce? Like, they don't have Shenmue, Final Fantasy VII, or anything right. like that. There's nothing left to like really shock.
And more interesting stuff has been getting announced for PlayStation in the past couple of weeks too. So it is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like something out of left field, some original new title that we'd never heard of.
Right, right, right.
But like, aside from that, like, you know, maybe if they give me an Xbox.
The thing I would like,
you're listening, Microsoft.
Need to see the most is for them to come out, with like a totally new, like just like the next hardware and start over and have a bunch of interesting shit on it. Because like at this point, I almost don't want them to like save the current Xbox. I'd rather just like, look, let's chalk it up, start over, do
losses,
it right this time.
Do a Wii U. Did you have something in mind, Mark? When you
No. Okay. Actually, I was thinking of that myself and being like, I mean, personally, I think they announcing the new thing too soon. Like, even though I'm not an Xbox One player or something, I would feel a little weird about it. I mean, I feel a little weird. Yeah, I guess I feel a little weird them even announcing a Slim this quickly on the.
But you know what? They screwed up making the original as big and bulky and ugly as they did. So I think it makes sense to have a Slim because the Xbox One looks like it came out in 1982.
Yeah,
I mean
it does. I don't mind the look of it, but yeah, the size of it, especially compared to the PS4 and its performance.
Power bricks. They need to like stop making systems with power bricks.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I'm sure there's a franchise I'm just not thinking of right now. I mean, it's possible if they were to do something new with Halo or
Cameo.
Amped 4.
Amped. There you go.
Some kind of like a persistent world kind of deal, like Destiny with some property.
Because like what? They don't have many internal studios anymore.
RC Pro-Am would get me excited.
Wow,
there you go. That's a free one. It's a free one, Microsoft.
I hate being negative about Microsoft. Like, some people probably think at this point that we're all just Microsoft haters, but I'm not. I'm just upset upset that they're not doing, you know, the things I want them to be doing. But like,
the Xbox One is a piece of shit. I mean, it's unbelievable. So it's like, telling don't it straight. Feel bad.
I mean, lies detected. They could always pull out a bunch of, you know, unknown indie games. They have the game from the Limbo guys. What's it called? Inside, or I think something. They have that somewhere, presumably.
Everybody always talks about Cuphead.
Some other stuff, Cuphead, actually, when that thing ever comes out.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, these are things we know about. Like, it could, maybe it's something to do with VR. Maybe.
What about Roy? What about your DayZ game?
Well, that's supposedly coming to PS4 too. So.
That's right. They
might.
You just said DayZ 2, Roy.
Well, maybe I consider
DayZ 2.
DayZ.
DayZ 2.
DayZ. You know, you just actually said something that would get me excited, though, is like, wasn't there a rumor about them teaming up with Oculus or something?
Yeah.
Like, if they that came out and were like,
part of the Scorpio rumor.
We're like, we're going to embrace the hell out of VR, and like, all of Oculus games, you know, will be made for Xbox One as well, and the hardware will work on it or something like that. That's the sort of thing that would actually get me pretty excited.
That's a good
I would want
point.
That.
Yeah.
That's like, if I could use an existing, like, buy an existing Rift and it would work on an Xbox One, and they would just have games coming out.
It would have to be Scorpio, but.
Well, it wouldn't have to be. I mean, we wouldn't get the performance you'd get on a PC necessarily, but you know,
it would be severely
a big box come with its own like power box, like the, call it a power
the box, N64 right. RAM adapter thing or
exactly,
whatever like,
yeah.
like that you plug into the back of the Xbox.
Yeah, don't ask about the little power box, it seems big, but
I mean, Xbox One games already run at like 700p, like not even.
Oh, come on now, sometimes
why
come
you hating?
That's ugly. Let's not stereotype.
You need high resolution to do VR.
I think it's sad that we have to sit around here and talk for like 5 minutes about what would get us hype for Microsoft. Either we have a train!
All right, so moving along to Sony and most of the third parties, because that seems where they're at. But first party wise, God of War 4. Can they do something to get me excited about?
Apparently, they're going to put in Norse mythology.
He's going to have pants now.
That's going to be really angrier.
God of War 4 is like Sony's Halo to me. Like I used to kind of care, but I don't care anymore.
Totally.
I never cared about God of War the way I did about Halo.
God of War 2
like,
was pretty freaking good. It was like amazing looking for PS3, I guess, at the time. And like that was where it peaked for me. It kind of went downhill from there.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing showpieces. I think they're decently made games. They're just not. I don't know. They just don't not really appeal.
They lack that certain something.
Well, there's also like just like strangling the fuck out of a guy, like and ripping his head off, and then like shoving it down his own throat, and like
it's like high school violent.
Menage.
Yeah, it's very like high school, like Trapper Keeper, like sketch, like David Jaffe's game. God of War, David Jaffe, and like it all comes back.
Drawing metal album covers in detention.
Yeah,
style.
And not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, in a certain context, that stuff can be pretty cool and interesting.
What if
I think
Goddess of War?
Oh my God, JJ! Whoa. And there's like three dudes making out in a cutscene.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Kotaku would just fucking melt down the internet.
The original Social Justice Warrior.
Sony band, post-apocalyptic metal and bikes and I think zombies survival game. It's on Unreal Engine 4.
It's got it all.
Yeah, it would be interesting to hear what Sony Bend is working on. Really pushing the engine.
What are they
PS4.
Known for?
I mean, they're the old, not Splinter Cell. They're the old Siphon Filter.
Didn't they do Uncharted on Vita?
That then did Uncharted on Vita. Yeah, it was one of the more recent things they did. I'm totally blanking on some of the other stuff they did, but Spider-Man PS4. Sony is supposedly working on AAA Spider-Man.
Popular
like bets are
a
on
first
Sucker
party.
Punch.
Or, well, I guess second parties, Spider-Man game.
I think that's a good move. That's, like, a really smart move. I don't think I never was into Spider-Man games, even when, like, they were real. Remember that, like, one point Activision was making these Spider-Man games and everyone was freaking out? It was like Tony Hawk. Like, everyone
the
was super into it.
The Neversoft ones were awesome.
Yeah, they were,
well,
like...
the movies were blowing up at the same time.
And I believe they were really good games, too, but I can't get excited.
They were good for superhero
dude,
property
I don't know.
Games.
Right.
They were not.
For movie games and for superhero games. Knack 2, JJ. Boom.
Knack is back.
I think we will see Knack 2.
Knack is back. Knack. There, we give you your tagline, Sony.
He's going to be a guest character in God of War.
I guess it's sold enough that it would be doing.
Well, it came with every fucking PS4. So.
Even I have Knack.
That's true. Yeah, I don't have Knack. I forgot how I ended up with it or something. We got extras if you want one.
Oh man,
I'm sure
it came with the Japanese PS4.
You know, Haruki would be excited.
Did he really like? Did he like?
He likes Knack. Yeah.
There you go. Well, that's the reason why that game existed, right? But if they need to pull it into the more like Crash Bandicoot level, like where kids love it, of course, because they don't know any better and they're stupid, and all, but also like like adults playing along with them.
Wasn't Knack super difficult though?
It was like, not that hard. It was punishing.
For a kids game, it was a little surprising at times. Yeah. I think, right?
If you played two player, it was super easy. You couldn't really die some.
Let's see, what else are we talking about? Well, we can get into like third party.
Well, yeah, I mean, PlayStation's all over the map with third party. There's so many games.
This is basically everywhere.
Final Fantasy VII, Shenmue 3. Are we going to see anything new on either of those?
If they're smart, I would. Well, if they're not coming out this year, if they're coming out next fall, then, and I'm just going to assume because Shenmue is a Kickstarter game that hadn't really gotten started. Yeah. I forget even what they said on their Kickstarter, but I'm just going to assume that it would be good for them to take a year off. I mean, or, you know, you could remind people that it's out there and show an update. I think you'd definitely get like the fanboy crowd into it.
We'll probably get like a little bit of Shenmue 3 and maybe like Shenmue 1 and 2 HD remake.
And then, well, that would be interesting. Be smart. That's been something people have been talking about, the Shenmue, possibility of Shenmue remake. Final Fantasy VII would be awesome if they can say that it's coming out. I honestly don't remember
when they
said it was coming out.
It would be awesome
to
play it a little bit, just try it out, see what it feels like. You know,
did
like,
they even announce a year? Probably not.
It's either this year or next year, which is very unhelpful.
I thought it was end 2017, like November 2017.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, I can't imagine it coming out any sooner than that. Because now they got the 12 remake.
That's right. That's the most exciting thing I heard this week. Because I really liked that game, and I didn't play that much of it for whatever reasons. I don't remember.
Same.
And like, now I feel like I will get that on day one and just give it time. Like,
it's really weird. I mean, especially the English version came out so late in the cycle. It came out really. It was like a long gap between the Japanese and the English release.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why it still looked really good.
Well, they changed the game quite a bit too. Like the Japanese International Zodiac Edition had a whole bunch of changes to the like core gameplay, like with the job system and everything. And that's the version that they're remastering right now.
Right, right.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think they actually announced the US version yet, but they showed the English in the Japanese version because it's the international.
Yeah, it has both languages.
I'm sure they'll announce, if they haven't already, and if they have, forgive me, but if they haven't already, I'm sure they'll announce that at E3.
They're showing it at E3, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. And they did say it's going to have both languages.
Japan only with English and Japanese voices.
Yeah.
Well, it's timing, you know. I mean, sometimes it just.
E3 Outro! All right. Elsewhere in third-party land. Bethesda has their own conference again this year.
They had a good one last year.
They had a great one last year, which kind of begs the question, okay, well, how do you top that? Or when you're not a super huge studio that puts out, or a publisher that puts out a ton of games every year, what do you have in the works? But
I don't see the big rumor in there, right? Wasn't there a rumor that
like an HD remake of Skyrim
was that shot down already? Or
I don't know. No, that's interesting to talk about.
That's
that bums me out.
What, just too soon?
No, because you missed
in
the news.
A new one.
I want Skyrim 2.
Yeah,
I don't want an HD remake of a game I played for 300 hours.
I'm gonna have to agree, unless somebody else does it while they're working on other stuff.
The bug free edition.
Oh great!
Right? Yeah, that's never ever gonna happen. But there are other games they have, so maybe they should be doing these instead of remake. I think the whole remake thing is it's like a little out of control.
Yeah,
when it's like Final Fantasy VII and then 12. I mean, which sounds weird because I want both of those games, but I wouldn't say no to a Skyrim remake. But yeah, I guess that sucks all the oxygen out of Skyrim.
I feel like
this
would have been the year we were supposed to see a new Elder Scrolls, but maybe not.
Well, that would be huge. I think it's too soon
because they
had
the online just came out too. Right? Well, not just came out, but I mean,
I would hope that's a different team though.
I think it's not to a surprising degree. I mean, I hope they had like a core team working on the next game, but I don't think like a lot of people probably until at least just last year when Fallout 4 came out, probably just switch over. So like, I'm with you. That would be huge. Even if they just showed like a logo or something, yeah, like that would be the big like ender of their press conference. But the stuff that people are talking about, Quake, now that Doom is out, I think people are just kind of like saying,
yeah, man,
we want it. I don't know if this is like credible that they might actually be doing it or not, but it makes sense.
I don't know if Quake would come back as strong as Doom did, though, because Doom is such a like...
Right.
Doom had a personality. Quake is very much like, I think, like the evolution of Doom without the personality, right? Well, it was Doom, more about multiplayer.
Yeah, Doom had a good single-player game. Like, well, maybe I should say a more coherent single-player game.
Sure.
Quake single-player game, even though it was amazing at the time because everything, the technology was pushing, is kind of garbage, you know, in another way. It's like there's a boss only at the end of one of the stages and then at the end of the game, and it's super haphazard, and all the levels, the sections of levels are like themed differently, and it's very like a mishmash of things. Multiplayer, it totally came together. Yeah. It's one of my favorite games of all time.
I mean, it basically created first person shooter multiplayer.
But I kind of feel like if you're going to bring Quake multiplayer back, it almost has to be like a free thing where you could just play it in high res or something.
Well, they've already
they can't really compete with like Overwatch and games of that nature now.
But...
you know what I mean?
Can you? Because I would think people would also say the same thing about Doom single player, right? It'd be like, you could, I mean, a year ago, before it was shown and before it came out,
I think it's much
it did
easier
so well
to bring an old franchise back in a single player mode than it is in multiplayer mode, just because like the everything has changed. Like with Doom, you just have to make it look better and capture this. Not to say that that was easier, but I mean, like, relatively
everything's
speaking,
changed there too, right? I mean, like, single player
technologically, but like the landscape for multiplayer games is like totally different from when it was in Quake.
Well, so is single player. First person shooters are a completely different animal now, and so the fact that they pulled off a Doom that is faithful to the old one and yet still relevant is like, by all accounts, again, I haven't played it myself yet, but it's nothing short of a miracle. And so that, I think, now is why people are like, maybe they could do the same thing with Quake. I do agree, it's not, you can't like connect the dots as easily.
I feel like, though, there are games out there that scratch that itch, like Unreal Tournament and stuff like that.
Right. Quake doesn't have the mindshare that Doom did.
I know. Fucking tournament. All right, I had to wash the taste of that Unreal Tournament mention out of my mouth. All right, well, Quake, maybe not. It seems a little too soon to me. This seems like kind of wishful thinking to me, but Wolfenstein 2 does seem like it would make more sense to me.
Sure, the first one was really well received.
The first one was well received again. The Evil Within 2 would be cool.
That's kind of... was hoping they would make another different kind of game, but I guess
I think that game is ripe. I mean, I don't know if it would even like keep the main bad guy or not after the first game, but I would be okay if it did.
That story was so incoherent in the first game, though, that like
But I think it had a good bad guy. I think the Rubik.
Oh yeah, I'm not disagreeing. Yeah, I actually think they owe it to us to finish that story and make it make sense somehow. Like, it's not. You can't just don't do it again.
I wouldn't hold out for that.
Don't do it again with another incoherent story.
Yeah, what I would want is just to invoke like Resident Evil 4. Resident Evil 4 had Wesker in it, but he was like just in the kind of he was in a role and he played his role in the background, but. The game took place in the same world, but it was also kind of separate from it. And I think if the building blocks, all the building blocks were there. I mean, I think Evil Within was a great game.
I really liked it. It's a fun game.
Great game. A bit underrated, I think. I mean, there were some faults with it that were rightly pointed out. But I think all the building blocks are there for them to like knock it out of the park with a second one. And so I actually really hope that gets announced. And it could be connected to the last game. It could be a totally new, different game with that same team. I would be excited about it. Prey 2, or whatever it's been renamed by Arkane Austin. Prey Reboot. Yeah.
Does that game like have a following?
Not in this room.
Is that the one where you're like an American Indian?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I played that game. Did I play that game on like the original Xbox?
Yeah.
I was just not... ugh. Yeah, I have a bad association. Idiot Train! All right, yeah, again, I had to wash that out of my mouth, out of my brain. In happier news, presumably the new Destiny expansion. That's right, bitches. Destiny! Idiot Train! Destiny Rise of Iron apparently it's going to have a raid, and that's all I need to hear. And my dick gets so hard.
In your dream!
JJ, you hit the wrong button. You hit the wrong button, JJ. You hit the wrong button. Don't make me take it back. I will take it back from you. Speaking, we mentioned, but yeah, seriously, that'll be presumably Sony's press conference. Sony's.
Yeah.
Also a tie-in.
Try the breakfast
if you get the buffet, you get a, I don't know, a mag. Destiny Rise of Iron, yeah, I'm super excited. That reveal is actually happening this morning as you listen to this, so nice. There's a lot more on the internet about that. Now, speaking of Resident Evil 7, some people are saying, rumored to be shown at E3, will, quote, returns to the series' horror roots, which I think I've heard about
every single Resident Evil in the last 7 years has been returning to the horror's roots.
It's time we're serious, guys.
It's like not even, it wouldn't be a novelty, though. Like, what would... There are horror games that do what Resident Evil does, like...
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly say that. Especially not, like, high budget. They're, like, they're indie games that do variations on parts of what Resident Evil
does. But there are, like, scary fucking games out there. Like,
there are, yeah. But Resident Evil wasn't even necessarily, like... super scary, right? It was more about...
In the beginning it was.
Well, I think it was more about atmosphere. Like, I mean, it was a bit scary atmosphere, but it was always like a bit of action. It wasn't like a purely going for like House of Pigs. What was that? What's that game called?
Amnesia.
Yeah, that's right. Bay of Pigs.
It's something of pigs.
Me3 Hype Train. That also quickly washes over any embarrassing mistakes that we might make. I'd be excited. I hope that this is fucking true. I mean, that Resident Evil 5 trailer, remember that? That, like, made that E3.
That was the one in Africa?
That's right.
Okay, yeah, okay. That was a good trailer.
I mean, it was just, it looked amazing, and everyone was excited.
That was kind of the beginning of the downfall.
It turned out to be, but you didn't know
that from the first trailer. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope, along with going back to their horror roots, that they kind of, like, wipe the slate on all the story, because I don't care, and I don't understand it.
It's gotten a little unwieldy.
Yeah.
It's gotten a little unwieldy. No, a lot unwieldy, and a little too many characters, etc.
Bring Barry back.
Mystery 2 million unit Capcom game, which I like that. They should just stick with that.
I think this is actually supposed to be Dead Rising.
Oh, is that what people are talking about?
2 million, though? Well,
they were saying it didn't sound like Dragon's Dogma 2 was in development, so let's leave that one out, which sucks, because I really fucking want Dragon's Dogma 2. Talk about... Oh, there you go. Xbox, Microsoft, what can you do to get me excited?
Oh,
exclusive Dragon's Dogma 2.
True.
Boom, I'm there. Deep Down 2, we bought it from Sony. They were fucking off. So we said we're gonna do it.
Deep down is probably legitimately deep down.
Dragon's Dogma 2.
That's in here. We have another interesting story from Sony. We should start moving so we can get to about games that kind of disappeared and are they around? Battle Cry's unannounced for a month. We're not gonna talk about that. CD Projekt announcement. So this is
The Witcher people.
The Witcher people, and then on an unrelated note, that Gwent.
Gwent,
what title got?
The card game is coming out.
Registered somewhere.
Coming
card games
coming soon to a Red Fair near you.
It's me, card game hype train. they announced. I don't know. Somebody must care about that somewhere. They just like showed a logo.
It's
like kind of leaked.
Like I said, it's coming to a Red Fair near you.
Let's see. Deep Silver has some stuff going on. New Metro game, maybe. Agents of Mayhem. This actually got announced from Volition. There's a trailer of that out on IGN.
That was a rough trailer. That's like
Deep Silver in trailers.
Like trying real hard to be funny and like.
Did they ever apologize for that? I guess.
Who knows? But coming after. Fuck. What's the game everybody met?
Me3 Hype Train.
So Dead Island 2 is apparently being worked on now by Sumo Digital. They showed this, was that last year or 2 years ago? Devolver.
Was Dead Island ever good?
It was, man. I played a shit ton of Dead Island 1 on my PC.
They had that good first trailer. Speaking of good trailers.
It was addictive as fuck until you got to the jungle, like in the city, and the loot system, upgrades, all that stuff. It was like an RPG, and you had the cool melee combat. it's a good like 15-hour game, right? But then it kept dragging on, and I don't know. I'm not interested in Dead Island 2 after playing all that Dead Island 1. So all
right. Sorry, I got distracted by seeing under the Electronic Arts section here. Criterion's GoPro style stunt racing. Okay, I thought it was an actual like GoPro licensed thing that was confirmed, and I was like, oh, they said it was playable back in 2013. That's weird. I don't remember that at all. Mass Effect, that's got to be in here somewhere, right?
It's somewhere.
A new IP for the Mass Effect leads, but that's not it. The game Hazelight from Brothers Tale of Two Sons. That's kind of cool. First announced at the TGAs in 2014. Huh. Totally. Yeah, it's interesting the stuff you forget about after not hearing about it for a while.
So
Star Wars is going to be, come on.
Star Wars.
They got like two, three different
I think we're
going to
see a lot of Star Wars games. I think
Jade Raymond's doing one of them, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, Jade Raymond's studio works on one of them, and I think that's the same one that Amy Hennig is working on.
Is that where Mitch went to work? Or
no, he went to go work at Bio...
It was a Star Wars game with EA, but I don't know, whoever.
But
I lose track of EA. Like I don't like EA or anything, but like it's hard to keep up with them because they just do so much crazy
shit. Like I'm not a BioWare fan, so I don't know, but I'm sure we'll see a BioWare game at Microsoft's conference.
Battlefield.
Were you about to say a Musou game in Star Wars?
Yeah, Koei Tecmo, they have like a potentially Western IP connected Warriors game.
Is that a rumor? Or
there's a new Omega. They put out a site, and it looks a lot like it's related to Darth Vader. So I think we're going to see Star Wars Musou.
Star Wars Musou would be interesting.
Mark's favorite game.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button there. Musou hype train. Very intentionally flatly said.
Yes.
Square Enix, Deus Ex game, as the French call it. They showed something recently, right? They had like a teaser trailer of this.
That was yesterday as of this recording, yeah.
Okay. That I could get excited about. I kind of cursed myself for not having played the last one. I heard some things about it that kind of turned me a little off, but overall, like, I could go for...
I know that game has, like, huge fans, but I've never been... I guess I just never had an opportunity to be properly, like, introduced to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for a while, Eidos was kind of, like, the dirty word. Like, they're much better now than they were back in the day, but they used to do a lot of shit, so it was, like, bad timing, I guess.
Quote, exciting Tomb Raider news, unquote.
They're announcing it for PS4.
Yeah, let's see if that's what it is. Mobius Final Fantasy Western release. We talked about that.
There you go, Django.
That was my
congratulations, Django.
It was the same day you guys heard about that other remake game. Mm-hmm. For me, that was the big news of that day. I was like, Mobius in English, hell's yeah!
What was the other remake game?
That was Final Fantasy XII.
Oh, okay.
The real game.
Final Fantasy XV mobile game, not a pinball title. Probably a fucking card game. E3 card game hype train. Take-Two Rockstar. So this is where Take-Two plans to, quote, rock E3 in a big way.
Right. This isn't on the list, but Grand Theft Auto is going to be there. We got to see a Grand Theft Auto.
What? Right?
Yeah. It's too soon.
Grand Theft Auto.
We're still making zillions of dollars off the last one.
Five just came out again.
Rockstar don't cotton to that shit.
We're gonna see six.
I mean, they'll have a, you know, an HD remake at a Sony conference or something like that, but they don't generally... to make a big deal out of E3. They're bigger than E3.
That's true. You're right. But I don't know. Is the E3 a dream?
Wasn't there like a Red Dead theory or something?
Oh, that's right.
That would be cool.
Red Dead.
So there is some interesting ideas. Like Red Dead is one that's been popping up around.
It still blows my mind that was a Capcom game.
Originally, the IP was Capcom.
Red Dead Revolver.
Yeah.
It was the Capcom like Western Resident Evil is what it was when it first started
basically. Yeah. Ken Levine's new game, that would be very cool to see. I could imagine that being on stage somewhere.
I could imagine it being a card game.
don't say it. Borderlands 3, they're saying this is assuredly not happening, though, like very soon after. So, and I think at the last PAX or something, they were kind of poo-pooing, saying like, we're hiring people for the next Borderlands game, but it's still way off.
I think they're going to have to be licking their wounds after Battleborn.
Yeah, that the price has been dropping on that. Take-Two insists that Bioshock is still a thing, even though there's no clear indication of who they got to develop it. In unrelated news, Turtle Rock's next game. Turtle Rock is working on a new IP. This is the Evolve guys.
Oh, okay.
And, well, original Left 4 Dead. So, right. Interesting ideas in that team. So,
speaking of people taking like IPs that were made famous by other development teams and then trying to continue them, are we going to see anything Metal Gear at E3 from our Konami fans?
That would be interesting. What about anything Kojima?
Well, yeah. Well, the two very different things, though, right? Kojima, whatever Kojima's working
on. What if they're not different things? Oh, what if they licensed it to Kojima? Yeah. No, that's an interesting question. Mm. Will it live on besides pachinko slot?
Bullshit. Yeah.
Oh my god, what a fucking epic troll. Like Konami world class trollage.
Yeah.
Speaking of trollage, Koji Pro's got someone new on their Twitter.
Yes, they do. Yes. Somebody very interesting. Wheel. So what do you think? So they did start an English Twitter account just before E3. The Koji Pro has like shown two new things of their mascot. Which any other studio would not be a big deal.
Yeah,
this is actually like big news.
That art was unbelievably like gorgeous.
It
looks
cool.
The thing they made with the like everything about it with the background and the scratches on the glass and stuff. Like it was
and
so
the part detailed. Of it where it said "I'll keep coming" on the bottom.
Yes, that part too.
I choose to forget that part. JJ,
spent a lot of part. Lot
keep
of time
coming, hype train.
I like that. We need a sample for "I'll Keep Coming." Somebody must have said that somewhere in a movie at some point. I don't care what kind.
I'm
of
sure
movie
there are a lot of
previous,
movies.
I don't care what kind of movie it was. Get me that sample.
You remember the old one was "Don't Come," right? That was like the old famous video game
no,
line.
No, don't come.
Oh, right,
from Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Moving along to potentially missing games, and we better speed it up here. Beyond Good and Evil 2. Everybody talks about how pretty much every year, but it was a thing, so maybe. Criterion Games' untitled Beyond Cars project.
No, let's keep going.
That's saying that's pretty likely. Dead Island 2, Django.
Whee!
Dead Island 2, pretty likely on the Polygon meter.
I'm just really curious what's going on with Deep Down. Is it canceled?
Is it
not canceled?
They haven't said it's canceled.
Is Sony going to show it? Is it going to be like a first?
The publisher did file to extend the trademark earlier this year for the fourth time, JJ. So, yeah, who knows? Yeah, even Half-Life is on this
list.
Probably
one of those things where they, like, promised Sony they would make it so they can't cancel it, but they'll just never actually finish it.
They got
it.
A bunch of money and they put it all in Street Fighter V.
That game still looked better than PS4 games that are on now, including, well, I mean, it's a different game and the scale is different of stuff and things like that. But
it
even,
doesn't look
even
better than Uncharted.
It does.
Come on.
It does.
Deep Down?
It
That's
does.
A bold statement.
Dude, I'm saying, look at the fire, like, of the Dragon Breeze and that, and look at the fire in Uncharted. Uncharted looks amazing. And I'm saying the scale is different. There's not as much in the backgrounds and going on.
Right.
But the things that that game does, it still looks freaking unbelievable. Phantom Dust. I could see that maybe happening. If they
didn't that get canceled?
Somebody into it?
No. Hey, they already decided. They already announced.
They said they were looking
the team got canceled.
There was a whole. There's tons of drama about it. It changed hands a bunch. They were looking for different people.
I love Phil Spencer because he constantly poo-poos the idea of it being canceled. He's like, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
That's
so
cool, but maybe
that.
They should focus on fixing their bigger problems first, because Phantom Dust was not like a big like million selling thing.
No, they're not
place.
Gonna
like, it's a super niche thing. Yeah. Like not a lot of just a few loud people are really excited.
Even if
about
they make it free to
play,
right?
So Agent, which this is one of the few, you know, I mean, really, if Sony wants to get anywhere close to what they had in their press conference last year, they need some big guns. I fully expect it to not live up to last year, because how could you? It's just like crazy coincidence that all those things lined up in the same year.
Chrono Trigger remake.
I mean, even that wouldn't even touch it, right?
Mario comes out on stage.
Headlines from like that would have been exciting in like 2001 or
Mario
something.
Mario versus Bonk versus Sonic. I don't know.
But Rime, actually, speaking of Sony, that remember you guys remember that game?
They
showed
the word.
Trailer. People were excited about it. It looked good. Tequila Works, I guess, is the name of the people working on that. What about the
we haven't really like done much speculating here. We're just kind of like going through.
Let's do that because we gotta wrap the shit up. So
let's talk about some shit.
Speculate away. I was just about to speculate about the what was the Papa Io that developer?
Oh yeah, Papa Io.
Super interesting. I would love to see some really risky, new, weird, not totally like dirt level, but not
right.
triple indie level games, but some like some interesting bets from some indie devs at one or two of these conferences.
There are some famous indie devs that have been pretty quiet recently. Like, we haven't heard from Super Brothers in a while.
Mm.
What are they doing?
Friends of the show.
Speaking of dirt, it'd be cool if like Shovel Knight 64 popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Shovel Knight 64. Hell yeah. What else? What would
speculate? We haven't actually talked about the main reason I'm excited to be at E3 for PlayStation, which is VR. Like, I mean,
yes,
basically,
nice. Yes.
So we're gonna see a lot of that.
Yep, Res Infinite will be there, JJ.
Yeah.
There's going to be lots of VR stuff there. They released a list on the PlayStation blog of a bunch of games and VR games and stuff that's going to be there. So,
VR still is the most exciting thing that's happening this year.
I wonder if they'll announce an exact date for the system.
What was it? It's October right now.
Just
right?
October.
Officially. Yeah,
right.
Maybe. I hope so. I mean, they've already announced the price and everything. So,
although recently with systems, it seems like it's very in vogue to only do that like a couple
shortly
months before
TGS.
Well, note: does anybody think they're going to show the Neo at E3?
Yes, definitely.
I don't know. It depends on when it, I guess, is going to go on sale.
I mean,
exactly.
It's supposed to come out this fall, so.
So the rumors say, and if that's true.
But if you do that, you effectively kill sales of all of your current stuff.
Supposed to announce it, though?
That's the obvious problem.
But like an iPhone, you announce, the people keep pointing to the iPhone about the thing. You announce the iPhone like the fucking day before it comes out, right? I mean,
everybody's expecting
it,
though.
Like, whatever. That's true.
Not everybody. Everybody in the industry, but like your average Joe doesn't know that there's like a new PlayStation 4 coming out.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think they have to announce it early because they're not like Apple where everybody's like, okay, iPhone now.
But I do think I guess I'm of two minds of this. I was going to say I don't think you do that because the focus at E3 should really be PlayStation VR. That is like their new platform launch for this year. Hmm. They got to focus on that. That needs to be the highlight. Everything should be all about VR. Not about Vita, not about anything else, not about like, you know, this Neo, whatever. Focus on VR and then talk about Neo after, unless Neo is going to somehow drive VR and they need to bundle it together.
Think they're going to announce a bundle with Neo and VR.
No.
Really?
I think that is a good point, though. You have to keep your focus on, I mean, assuming that Neo is coming out this year, even so, I think you have to keep your focus on it.
Because
VR, to talk about.
VR is like a really big, important thing for them, and it's super, as a peripheral to hardware, that is actually hardware in itself, it's really important that everybody buys that thing for whatever PlayStation they have. So like,
right, but they said that the launch this year is going to be like a quieter launch because they won't be able to have enough units and all sorts of things.
I haven't heard the VR.
Oh, okay.
Shu said that.
Really?
Shu Yoshida?
Yeah, in an interview.
Maybe he meant in Japan, because Japan doesn't really matter for VR, but like in the West, VR is, it's like...
But also you have the
483 high train!
And also...
That's so quick.
Yeah. Also, you have the 40 million plus people who just own a normal ass PS4, and so like I think you got to spend a lot of your E3 just like addressing those guys, so...
Yeah, I think I'm going to spend probably most of my E3, besides being super excited for Zelda, just like walking around looking for PlayStation VR stuff to mess around with.
Yeah, I'm hoping with all of the announcements that have happened in the last week and probably will happen in leaks that will happen between now and it, I like being surprised. I still really value being surprised. So I do hope that akin to last year, there are some things still out there that are big surprises that people haven't guessed. Also some like some gems. Yeah, I was talking about the indie games, but it doesn't happen as much now anymore that a totally unknown indie game, you know, it comes out at Indiecade or somebody notices it on Twitter. Somebody's found it somewhere already. But similar to what we talked to about the guys that have had like one big hit and then now are working on their next thing, you know, like if fucking Minecraft guy came back, don't say his name.
Yeah, we don't say his name.
Or he appears, you say it three times. But if he came back and like quietly he'd be working on, you know, in his candy room this whole time on a new game or you know,
against Fedora.
Minecraft 2 or I don't know, some fucking
slandering
thing that would have a reason to be big and yet still exciting and weird and risky. And yet have been kept quiet up until E3. I'm kind of hoping for one or two of those.
Well, what else? I'm also really interested to... I think I'll probably try to play Last Guardian if it's playable. Just because,
yes.
Like...
Good
right?
Point. Yes. I mean, so Last Guardian was not... I think they were focusing on new stuff, and we probably skipped over a lot of games that we just kind of know are going to be there. That Horizon game, too, a.k.a. Really, yeah. Like European Monster Hunter...
You're not selling me on this, Mark.
I'm interested in, you know, I want to like, graphically looks amazing. And
no,
so
it does, yeah.
I want to believe on that one.
Is that one from the Gorilla?
Yes.
Or, yeah, okay.
Last Guardian, I don't think I will play it. At this point,
I feel you there.
I can totally understand that.
I want to go
we
in.
So
I totally understand.
I'm not going to watch any more trailers. I didn't read that Edge cover story. I didn't read the IGN stuff. I didn't read any of that
stuff. I didn't
either.
I just checked to see if they mentioned the date, and he did say it's coming this year. So
we're so close, and I feel like that really is a game where that will matter to me to come in totally fresh with no expectations.
I guess they'll probably have a new trailer, and that might be enough. I definitely want to see it, because after last E3, I came away feeling underwhelmed in how it looked. Like, the game itself looks amazing, but like the visual appeal, I mean literally how it looks, like visually it didn't impress me.
A few people said that. I mean
it really didn't look that different from PS3 to me. Like,
well, yeah,
I don't think you know, it's not gonna be your Uncharted sort of thing,
right?
I think it's more of the emotional attachment
you're right. But I do think like a lot, you could do a lot with visuals to make emotions more of a thing
but,
in your
but,
game
but,
you know?
But we'll see how he does it.
He was also doing a shitload of stuff with like wind things and like the little things crumbling and stuff like that. Just having seen that one little thing, I'm not yet ready to write it off that it's not gonna be like technically amazing, because I think, like, Wanda Shadow of the Colossus, what it did, which was interesting, and Eco is kind of the same way. In some ways, it was, like, technically, wow, amazing, like, unprecedented. And in other ways, it was like, well, this could be better. Like, the frame rate or, like, this texture or whatever. But, like, artistically as a whole, you know, it's just, like... unquestionable, like amazing, and
I'm sure so far
I have that confidence,
and it's gonna be good. I mean, Shadow of the Colossus was like running Quake on like Windows, you know, whatever, like one NT, the one before 3.1 or whatever it was. It's
running Quake
on
definitely
Saturn,
wasn't NT basically,
but yeah, it's like running Quake on your Saturn,
which
right.
did run very
which
well.
I saw that. What else? What else are people looking forward to at E3?
Mm-hmm.
We're the only ones here who are going to be there.
I had notes and I wrote them on my phone, but I don't have them.
I made a list, but they're all kind of outlandish things.
Go for it, Roy.
All right,
it.
Okay.
Let me guess.
So,
Disgaea and...
No, I mean, that's going to happen.
Granblue.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
All right, so I think Square Enix will announce a Legacy of Kain reboot in the style of Dark Souls.
That is
a good idea.
Not only is that a good idea, that seems... pretty plausible.
It does.
I'd like to see at least one game that's like a Dark Souls, like somebody's Western attempt at.
Oh, they already
Dark
did. What was that? What the company that made that game that Shane really likes for the PlayStation 3 with the girl with the red hair?
Neo.
Wait,
no.
What?
I was just gonna say.
Oh,
no idea.
No.
What's the girl with the red hair?
The girl with the red hair. What are we talking about?
Oh, Heavenly
Sword. The Heavenly Sword people. Their new game is
Ninja Theory.
It is basically Dark Souls.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What else, Roy?
Okay.
Don't stop that E3 hype train!
Okay, so also, for PlayStation VR, I think there will be a new Genova Chen game.
Okay,
right?
Now there's a perfect example.
Yes.
So what has that game company been working on? So if they can pull that out, holy shit. If that would be in VR, that would be fucking amazing.
Just playing Flower in 3
right?
VR would
right?
be amazing.
Journey VR would be cool.
Anything else, Roy?
Let's
see. Top hits.
I want a Brave Fencer Musashi reboot.
Whoa.
From Square
Deep
Enix.
Cuts.
Nice. Yeah. Back.
Deep cuts. Does it come with a Final Fantasy VII remake
It
demo?
Should, yeah, right? That'd
go.
Be perfect.
Sweet. There you
that's,
go.
Returning the favor.
Wait, yeah.
Did Brave Fencer come with a Final Fantasy demo, or was the
Final
other
Fantasy
way around?
Final Fantasy VIII. It came with Final Fantasy VIII demo.
Ah, okay. Mm.
What? Anybody, anything else? We need to wrap this shit up so we can go to the actual E3 Electronic Entertainment Expo. Wintern, yes.
Klonoa.
Oh, all right.
I want it.
Klonoa.
That's true. We haven't heard anything about what Namco Bandai is planning.
We didn't talk much about Namco Bandai. They were doing Summer Lesson. Summer Lesson going to be there? That, you know?
Yeah, we've seen enough of Summer Lesson.
There was like Tekken Cross Street Fighter on one of these lists we were reading, but they kind of poo-pooed that recently.
Mm,
and,
Yeah, that's not happening.
Technically, it's like
I still, I think there's still room in the world for a PS4 version of Dark Souls 1. I mean, may as well just get it out there, have it out there.
Mm-hmm. I want to see Demon's Souls. I think we'll see. I think we will see something Bloodborne related.
Oh, that'd be great.
Ooh, Bloodborne 2.
Yeah,
that's a good. That's a good speculative one. Although I maybe a little too soon.
Maybe too soon, but you know.
I'm ready.
For Strike while the iron's hot. For a teaser for coming out next year, maybe, or something? I mean, that game did damn well. I can't imagine they're not eventually going to be doing a sequel, but...
What's From working on right now?
That's what I was just about to say. What's
we don't
Miyazaki
know.
Doing now?
I'm sure they've got whatever was next in the pipeline.
Right.
Could be a new... I mean, I think they said it was going to be a new IP, right?
In the cap of Microsoft or Sony, right? Having that at their press conference, so...
I'm gonna play Monster Hunter Generations, see how that turned out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
We mentioned Koji Pro, but we didn't really seriously
speculate. I think it's too soon for Koji Pro to show anything. Or,
so you think all the stuff that's going on this past week though is just kind of coincidental?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, it doesn't have to be, but I do think like he would have made more. First of all, he likes to have like big like get the whole hall for himself and have a thing at E3, right? So I feel like invites would have gone out for that sort of thing if it was happening. You know what I mean?
But what about him on stage at somebody's? Well, it'd have to be Sony because he's
Sony. So that's like
appearing behind someone,
you know, he was at Xbox, then that would really, that would be weird. Microsoft could actually do that would be change the narrative, as they say.
I don't know. I think it's too soon,
right?
But you know, we'll see.
It is very, very soon. There was that, remember, the only thing I can think of is, remember when Metal Gear 4 was first shown, there was that very like abstract trailer with just Snake walking around white walls. It didn't really have anything to do with the final game as it ended up.
But isn't that because they were showing off their technology, which they've actively said this time they're not using their own tech, or they're looking for other people's tech to use, so there's nothing to show off, right?
Well,
I mean, they could make a CG trailer,
because they did stuff with Fox Engine, right? They showed Fox Engine stuff that, I mean, I think it actually did turn out being from the games, but at the time you didn't really know. It could have just been like a jungle scene or
whatever.
It was
a child soldier and a horse. I know it because I was there doing transferring. JJ, you do your I don't know.
Not a big fan.
No meaning. No meaning.
Good old transferring.
Any last thoughts, words, comments? We could go. I mean, there's so much more we could have done. Memories from other E3s, et cetera, but unfortunately, we're out of time.
Not being able to talk about potential Nintendo announcements kind of sucks.
Yeah,
the fun
it kind of cuts the length of this podcast by a third, I think, because like really the most fun part of E3 every year for me is like, what is Nintendo going to do? Because they are usually the most unpredictable in good ways and bad ways, you know, every year.
But
and
there's going to be, I mean, there could still be a surprise or two. I mean, we didn't really talk about surprises.
That's true.
There was the mother's surprise, like virtual console release last year. We're not going to
Mother 3 is not happening.
Stupid
guys.
Mother 3
Let
thing.
It would be weird if they didn't have. Yeah, I mean, they just. That's another thing that happens too, right? Is like people often will put games out, like Sony at the conference. They'll just like, this game is new and it's out now. You know what I mean? Like,
will we get
like
another like a PT sort of thing?
Microsoft, there's one. Go, Microsoft, take that. Run with it. You got like
PT?
3 days. Yeah.
Oh.
PT is actually a game. And we're making, who's making it?
Yeah.
Kojima is making PT Silent Hill for us. Go.
We got a guy named Kozama.
Done.
He's making a game called PT.
They got the guy from the Metal Gear, the guy that everybody thought was CG. They got him to make it.
That's right. That's right, with the bag on his head. Yes. Oh my God. Why aren't we
now
we're
on
Microsoft E3 press conference?
I don't know.
We've gone from there's nothing they could possibly do to fucking just wrapping it up like a present and putting a giant gold bow on it. Microsoft, you've got like 48 hours from when this podcast goes out. Make it happen. Why don't we wrap it up, wrap it in?
Who wins E3? Last, who's going to have the best E3?
Of the three,
biggies.
You know, I think you can't, well, here. I'd say who is going to have the one best game? Let's make it fair, because you just on pure volume, no one's going to be able to match Sony. So who's going to have the most single talked about game
at E3. Now, then I think it gets interesting because I think Zelda has a chance.
I think it's Zelda. Who else is? I mean, that is going to be the most talked about game, is it not? If it's great, people are going to be talking about it. If it's not great, they're going to talk about it even more, probably.
I mean, if it's just a, kind of another Zelda, I mean, there could be lots of other things though that come up.
Zelda's like the top of the ladder as far as like big name franchises for like because Zelda's
as far
like
as
the
we're
one...
concerned, but as what? Far as like the general public is concerned, like a win. Look at Wintern. There's a lot of Winterns out there that all they do is, you know, they play their Madden footballs and they play. I'm kidding because Winterns like replaying like Final Fantasy VIII and shit like that. He's a weird one, but no, there's a lot of people out there who like. There's a lot of other stuff that could be game of the show over Zelda.
Something's got to be really big to not get talked about more than Zelda. I say so. I'm going to say Zelda.
Okay. So on that metric, then Nintendo could potentially win E3.
Yeah, that's the thing. I personally don't think it's down to one game though. I mean, I think you're right. There's definitely something to be said for the most talked about game, but I think like it seems obvious to me that it's most likely going to be Sony coming away with like the most things to talk about, at least the most positive things to talk about. Mm. Right? There's got to be.
Unless they like devote another 30 minutes to power us.
Well, you've got VR, you've got all that takes, all that brings with it, and then you've got Last Guardian, and you've got.
All right, Adrian! Because I'm serious, we really should wrap. Should wrap it up, and we don't all have to. Yeah, Sony's got to have the most games.
I want to root for the underdog and see if Microsoft can pull one out. What? But I think
somebody
they won't.
Somebody had to.
I like that idea. That's good.
Hey, yeah, keep hope alive. Scalebound, maybe Scalebound will.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Is that going to be playable?
Scalebound will blow us away. I should fucking hope so.
It'll be better than
they've been playing it last year.
That is a game I don't want to wait for, and I would go play because I just want to know what the hell it is. I don't even know really. Even after seeing it all this as much as we have, I don't really understand what kind of game it is. So I would play that if that was.
All right, well, sorry about all the games we didn't talk about. I know there were a few that were not like new ones, some returning games, but that's what our post E3 podcast will be to talk about in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So until then, JJ, where can people find us?
You can find us at our website, 8-4.jp, our second home, giantbomb.com, and we always have a thread on NeoGAF posted by Dylan or Morrissey or whoever.
Such a kiss ass.
I know, I love those guys. And you can vote us 5 stars on iTunes. We're also on the Google Play Store now, so sign up for that if you're a filthy Android user.
Probably listen for us on Giant Bomb. Is that a thing?
Hopefully we will
usually
be on
happens
there.
At E3.
We have to work out the details of that. Definitely say hi to us if you see us walking
around.
Yeah,
please.
We might have to go somewhere. We're not being dicks, but
someone recently said on Twitter, they were like, say hi to me, but I think it was John Drake from Sony is like, but you know, the most I can do is like a 3-minute conversation. I'm like, 3 minutes, like say
no
hi
kidding.
To me, but you,
three minutes. Holy
if
shit.
I could do 30 seconds, that's great. Like,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
take it
yeah.
the wrong way.
We
yes, please say hi.
You have
we
appointments
love
to keep and stuff.
We're
so.
Usually the only time we're outside is usually when we're running to the next meeting.
And if you're in Shibuya, say hi to me in the
yeah, the Taco
feel
Bell.
Sorry for these guys.
During E3.
It's actually more fun in the office.
Oh, sure. You do get better E3 coverage. I never know what really happened at E3. I always say this until the week after when I get back on GAF. But if people want to talk to us virtually, JJ,
yes,
how
we,
will they do that?
We also have a Facebook and a Twitter at 84play. Mine is a
hey, do you have right, sorry, I jumped the gun a little bit there, JJ. Say your Twitter name.
At SPRSK.
All right, I'm at Mark McD.
At Django Bango.
Winter, where you don't want to be known. I'm at John TV.
At Kotori.
And that's it. We don't need to say JJ's Instagram account. So
it's Justin.
Why don't we just go ahead and wrap this sucker up, Winter? Why don't you take us out? No using this.
You got to put the microphone up to
no,
your face.
No, using your fucking foghorn either. don't.
Card game hype train.
God damn it.
Believe it or not, I'm watching E3. I never thought I'd get in so easily. Watch it all day in my beat-up-old chair. What will I see? Just a
get a new game. Saw a sick ass controller too. Getting me psyched for release dates to come. Making all of my wishes come true. Believe it or not, I'm watching E3. I never thought I'd get in so easily. Watch it all day. TV, lust for Xbox 2.